I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The coronavirus has reached India with potentially disastrous consequences. Find out how the country could be very open at this time to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in the Arab world, church leaders are getting valuable training so their churches can thrive. We'll get details on that in a couple minutes. But first, in 3 short months, COVID-19 turned the entire world upside down. Now, all eyes are on India as infections rise in the world's second most populated nation. Keeping the virus contained with 1.3 billion people and a failed healthcare system is unlikely, but efforts are underway. Todd Van Eck of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says,
the prime minister put the country on a national lockdown. Travel from one state to the next is prohibited. So all transportation has been shut down. People are filled with all kinds of anxiety.
And yet hope remains.
The opportunity for the gospel has radically increased during this time. We really think this could be the most critical and catalytic time in terms of the kingdom of God. Persecution has radically decreased because people are so consumed with the coronavirus. People are more receptive to hearing about Christ. God is still at work and creating great opportunities to share the name of Jesus Christ with others.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Pray for all the people who live in the slums. So, you know, you talk about hygiene, you talk about social distancing. It's just not possible. They don't even have clean water. Day laborers are really being impacted. We're already in discussions about how we might provide some of this relief and, of course, the hope of God's word.
In related news, a third of the global population is now living under some kind of restriction to slow the growth of the COVID-19 pandemic. AMG International's Bill Passon says that significantly affects their ministry.
Much like we're experiencing in the States, where governments are recommending, or in some countries actually requiring, no meetings or no gatherings of more than just a few people. You know, in places where everybody's quarantined to their house and they're not allowed to leave, it's put a halt to our child youth development programs. It's put a hindrance on our gatherings for worship and our church plants.
But in places like Greece, the stay-in-place orders endanger immigrants who live day-to-day on their wages. With no work, they can't buy food.
We're trying to figure out how we can obey the laws of the land, you know, that are telling us not to go out, not to leave our homes, but still knowing that we have people in great need and seeing how we can help be the hands and feet of Christ and try to meet some of those needs that we can. So it's a really tough balance as we try to figure out how to do this.
Pray that AMG International's leadership would have wisdom as they adjust their programming to help struggling people but still comply with government restrictions. And believers across the Arab world are ready to step up and lead their churches. The Program for Theological Education by Extension is expanding their online course offerings to ensure that these leaders have access to the education they need to help their churches thrive. Director of e-learning Rick Wymuth explains that new curriculum development is already underway.
In order to gain accreditation for our online programs in the future, we have to engage in an intentional partnership with the churches of each of our students. And if we have 10 students, that means 10 partnerships with 10 churches. If we have 50 students, 50 partnerships.
Even though the programs just received a renewal on their accreditation, Weymouth says the development team's already preparing for the future.
We're halfway through the development process of developing these 50-odd courses. So we've got a team of 3 or 4 people working on developing the courses now, and they need our prayers for creativity, for inspiration, for wisdom as they make some curricular decisions and try to ensure that the courses they're preparing are going to really meet the learning needs of our students and engage the students.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab on our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.